We read everywhere that this is a historic victory. Can you explain to people not familiar with Irish politics why it is so significant?
For the first time, Sinn Féin have become the largest political party in the north of Ireland. The reason that's so significant is because the northern state that was carved out of our country by Britain was designed to have a permanent unionist majority. And yet today, after these elections, Sinn Féin are the largest party, and that means Sinn Féin gets to nominate for the position of First Minister in the new Assembly.
Sinn Féin are the biggest party, but don't have a majority. And the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, which is the second biggest, is not only opposed to what you stand for, but has also been preventing the Northern Ireland Assembly from functioning at all in protest at Brexit arrangements. So what happens now?
In terms of what happens next, it's unclear. The DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party, are saying at this point in time that they won't go back into government unless something is done about the protocol in relation to the EU and Britain and Brexit. However, Sinn Féin's position is very clear. The North of Ireland needs a new Assembly government. We have a cost of living crisis, we have a health crisis, we have money that we can spend. We're proposing a £1 billion investment into our health services. And I don't believe the people of the North of Ireland will tolerate a constant refusal by a Democratic Unionist Party to go back into government. So it's not clear what's going to happen next, but what is clear is this. Our Sinn Féin representatives, our Sinn Féin elected representatives, are ready and willing to get back to work, form that government and work for all of the people of the North of Ireland.
How much closer has this brought you to achieving a united Ireland?
In terms of what this result means for our overall key project goal of a united Ireland, it's significant. It's significant because it shows that this ongoing change means that we have to plan for the future. What Sinn Féin is calling for is a citizens' assembly across the country so that we can have dialogue, discussion about what a future united Ireland would look like, about when a border poll should take place. So this is a significant staging post, but in the meantime, we want to get on with good government for our people in the north of Ireland, and of course, when we get the opportunity, hopefully in the Republic as well.
What message does this election victory have for other people and parties campaigning against colonial relationships?
Sinn Féin very much hope that the progress we are making towards our goal of a united, independent, socialist republic will give encouragement to peoples across the world in their own struggles for freedom, for independence from colonial rule.